Okay, Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Today, continuing in Vestos. I'd like to give Mazel Tov to Yaakov Grossman, who just completed Sherev Brachas. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelam, Lecha Yisrael, Simen Tov. Mazel Tov, Yehelon, Lechal Yisrael, Simen Tov. Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelon, Lechal Yisrael, Simen Tov. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelanu, Lechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelanu, Lechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelanu, Lechol Yisrael. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yehelanu, Lechol Yisrael. Okay. So, last two shiurim we've been discussing the halacha of Vestos, the concept that there's a day or days in the month that a man is asur labayla, even though she is tahora, she's tahora lagamri, and yet we're still asur because we're suspecting something might happen. And in the future shiurim, we'll go through the specific days, the sachodesh and the beinonis and the haflaga and all the specific things. But today we're going to discuss the concept of a bedika on the onus havesis. Which means that when the onus havesis comes, whatever it is, it's the chodesh. So she bled last month on chaf of Cheshvan, so it's chaf Kislev. So she has to do a bedika. Now the bedika is, we'll have to see one bedika or two bedikas, what it is, but the bedika is not going to make her mutter. So what's the point of the bedika if it's not going to make a mutter? No, the point of the bedika is that the zman haveses avada is going to be osir. Whatever the zman haveses is, night, day, maybe both, if you hold like doors or rua, whatever it is. So what's the point of the bedika? The point of the bedika is that if you do the bedika and then the bedika is clean and the vessus passes, then she's muteris. Then she's muteris. Now, you would maybe thinking, I don't know if that's what you're thinking, but if it passes, maybe that's more of a svara that should be also, because if it didn't come now, it's going to come tomorrow, right? But you have to see that certain of the vestos, as we'll see, like the Vestas HaChodesh, for example, the idea being that that day is supposed to be Gorim, and if the day, and after that day didn't Gorim it, so then it didn't happen this month, that day was Gorim. So then, so you revert back becoming Mutter. Obviously, if the woman is, she didn't get a period, but she's starting to stain, you have indication that it's coming, so obviously you should be Purish, because you see that it's not like we look blindly at the reality and we just say, oh, mutter, but sometimes that it just doesn't happen that month or that day. Or I just had somebody called me just yesterday that they're on a 3-month pill, and then they have a week of placebo, a week of a sugar pill, and then they go back to the 3 months. That means they take a pill for 3 months in a row, and the 3 months they don't see any dam for 3 months. And then they have a week of sugar pills where they're supposed to see dam during those months, and then go back to 3 months. So she said that the whole week she didn't see anything. The only thing, there was some on a kinuach of brown, and that was it. So I spoke to Rav Abadi about it. He thought that she's muteris. I mean, it didn't happen this month. This month it didn't happen. So the Vesis passed. There, she really should have done a bedika. She didn't, but he thought she's mutter. She doesn't, even if she doesn't do a bedika now. We'll have to see what the halach is when you're supposed to do a bedika and you didn't do a bedika lagabe. Rabbi thought in that case she would be okay even if she didn't. With the mice, sometimes in the placebo pill, you don't get anything. It happens that and now she'll have another 3 months, unless she'll have some breakthrough bleeding in the middle of the next 3 months, and then she'll deal with it when that happens. So the Mishnah says in Nidan Tezvav and Amunav, Kol Anoshim Cheskes Tar LaBaleim, that a woman who didn't get her period, she's Cheskes Tara. Even Rashi says below Bedika, Shlohuska Bedika Lolosukas Betaras, Baimin Adech Neshem Lehem Cheskes Tara. And somebody comes away. In other words, again, a guy went to the derech. So he's on the derech. He wasn't speaking to his wife a million times on the phone in the interim. No cell phones, no phones. He comes back, and he can assume she's muteris. She has cheskes tara. So the Gemara says that look four lines on the bottom. That's only if, in other words, he went away for a couple of days, and say she sees every 30 days, so the 30 days didn't come yet. So he left her on day one, and then he came back on day 15, so she's Becheskes Tara. Well, Higia Shas Vesta, but if the Shas Vesta came when he was away, so Asura. Kasover Vestos Daraisa. Because you have to Rabba Barhuna Omar Fil Higishas Vestanami Muteris Kasar Vestus Drabon. Okay, so let's see what this is all about. So if you'll take a look in the Gemara Tazayin Amar Aleph in Nida. The second page here. Says the Gemara, Itmar Isha Sheyesh La Vesis. A woman has a Vesis. V'yigyesh Az Vesta V'lo Bodcha. So, in other words, she was supposed to be bodik. In other words, she had a vesis as man that she was, normally gets a period, the 20th of the month or something like that. And she was supposed to be bodik on that day, and she didn't bodik. V'losok bodka. So, Amar Rav bodka, matzah temeya, tahora tahora. So, Rav says, so say the next day she wakes up and says, oh, I didn't do a bedika yesterday, so she does one now. And if the bedika is good, it's good. And if it's not, it's not. Shmuel Omar, afil botko motzo tahora nami tmeya. He says that even if she's botka and it's tahora, it's still not good. Why? Tmeya means orach bismanuba. Because we assume that the nida came. And, you know, in those days, again, there was no underwear, so it could have just dropped to the ground. You know, you didn't see any blood, but the blood dropped to the ground. So just because you have a good bedika today, but we assume that there's a chazaka that it came on this man havesis. So therefore, he says that it's tahora, that it's temeya. So the Gemara says that maybe the machlokus is whether you hold Vesos Doraisa versus the Rabbanim. Because if Vesos Doraisa, that means it's a strong chazaka that happened. So then, so Lamech is a Vesos Kamifli. Mars over Doraisa, Mars over the Rabbanim. That's the machlokus, whether Vestos is the Raisa or Vestos the Rabbanon. So if you hold Vestos the Raisa, you have to assume it came, even if you didn't see it. It came. You did a Bedika today, that's today. Yesterday it came. Then the Gemara says, no, I'm a Reb Zeira, I'm a Vestos the Raisa. No, everyone agrees versus the Raisa. Kansha Botka Atzma Kashur versus Kansha Lobotka Atzma Kashur versus. So it depends how soon after the versus did she, was she bodik herself. If she was bodik herself right away, then okay. But if she wasn't, then we have to assume that it already happened. Okay. Okay, so how do we assume Lagabi these halachas? So look in the Ravid. In the Balei Nefesh. So it says Chila Noma Ki Chashash Avestos Drabonim. So he starts off saying, can we pass Vestos of the Rabbanim? Okay, the Plukta, the Rav, Shmuel, the Idma, he Yishar's Vestal, and he says the main Nafkamin is the case in the Gemara. Whereas the Rashba gave other Nafkaminas. The main Nafkamin is the case in the Gemara. He Yishar's Vestal v'lo Botka. That machlok is Rav and Shmuel. So Omer Rav Botka, Matzah Tomei Tor, Kasov Vestos, the Rabbanim Shmuel Omer, Afil Botka, Matzah Tor, Tomei, Kasov Vestos, Laraisa. So that's the first thing he says. That we hold like Rav and Issa Beheter, so therefore if Botka or Matzah Tahora is Tahora. So that's how he passes. That we hold Vestos or the Rabban. Then he writes in the next hour on the bottom, Miu, Avogav the Chashash the Rabban and he. Even though it's a chashash drabbanon, Amr Rabbanon Shim Gia Yom Vest of Lo Botka Velo Rosa Tivlok Lachem Ikein. The Matzah Tahor Tahor and Matzah Tmeya Tmeya. Mudamina Tivdok Shemina Mina Shi Becheskas Tuma Vasul Shamesh Eshet Tivdok. So he says, in other words, he says a Chumra and a Kula. Whereas his Chumra, his Kula is that if you do a Bedika later, and it's good. So then she's okay. But that's the Kula, as opposed to Shmuel Shita, is that it's not even going to help to do a Bedika. But the Chumra is that if you don't do a Bedika, then you're Usser until you do the Bedika. Even though we hold Vestos the Rabbanon, but still there's a Chazaka that it happens. So therefore we say that, but once you'll do a Bedika, you'll Nevar the Chazaka. The other Shita says no, that Vestos the Raisa, and even doing it a Bedika, it's sure it came. You mevara, then it's not there. You missed it. It was there. You missed it. So that's the kula and the chumra of the Raifit. So it's the paskins that you could do a bedika as opposed to Shmuel. It's not going to help a bedika. You could do a bedika afterwards, and not only you could, but you should and you have to. And if you don't, she's a sura until you do the bedika. That's the opinion of the Raifit. So it's a kula and a chumra. And this psak is found in the Ramban also, on page 5. As we'll see, we learned in the past, the Ramban wrote sort of like a Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting, you know, as I told you before, you know, the Rambam is the only Rishon that we have that wrote a systematic, halachic compendium of psak halacha on all the Torah. And as a point out, it would be interesting to see if other Rishonim would have done that, if it would have been so pashut that the Rambam would be the one that, you know, would be Mekubal, but he's the only one who did it. So he's the Rambam, so that became very accept it to a degree. But other Rishonim did it on smaller Chalakim, like the Ramban did it on Hilchas Nida, and the Ritva did it on Hilchas Brachas, and others on Hilchas Chalal, the Ramban. You know, the different Rishonim that did this notion of... I wonder if others did it and it was never got, you know... You have to ask Dr. Horvitz, he probably would know. He's the, you know, the experts in the Kisfayad. Are there any other, you know, things like this that were not... I assume by now it would have been... you know, it's hard to believe that there's something waiting someplace on the Kol Torah Kula from the Rishon that was never... could be like a small section, maybe. So the Chiddush Ramban on Hilchos Nida. You'll see, we'll see, there's a fascinating thing in Ramban, where in the Chiddush Ramban he writes one way, but in Halachas, but then he says, but I have this Chiddush, it's about Vestos, we'll see it in a future shir. It's about Vestos, he says, I have this Chiddush, and he thinks it's right, but everyone's against me, so what could I do? And then in the Halacha, he writes like everyone else. He doesn't like write like his... I'll tell you what it is now for a second. You'll see it next time. He writes that he doesn't think the whole concept of Vestos HaChodesh has any... makes sense. He doesn't think so. Just because this was just the calendaric day, he says, I can understand Haflaga, but why should the calendaric day itself... So he doesn't think it's true, the whole concept of Vestos HaChodesh. That's what he writes. And then, in the Halachas, he puts it down like everyone else does. Because he says that he has his Chiddush, but he wasn't accepted. So what can he do? He has to surrender to the crowd. So he writes the same thing as the Ravid here, Halacha Yud. Over HaVestos Batko Matzah Torah Muteres L'Shamish. So that's the Ravid. Now there are two other opinions regarding this matter. One is known as the opinion of the Rambam, and one is known as the opinion of the Reim. The Rambam's opinion is known. I will have to see it. The Rambam's opinion is known that if you didn't do a bedikah and the time passed, so you're okay. So take a look in the on page 6. Perek Dal Halacha Tes. Kol anashim sheish lehem vestos v'cheses tara l'baleim. So any woman has a vestos, has man kavua to see. So she says she sees on the day 35. So until she gets to that time, she's mutter. Atche tomer lo tameya ani. Until she says b'feirish that she's tameya. Or atche tuchza nida b'shchein oseha. Or she has a chazaka that she's a nida. Because in those days... You see, you have to realize in today, need is a very private thing, right? No one tells anyone. It's only the husband and the wife. It's a very private thing. This Bizman Chazal, the whole neighborhood knew. the whole neighborhood knew. Because why? Because you had to know. Because if Anita sat on this chair, then you want to sit on the chair afterwards, you'll matame yourself because you're going to eat taras later or something like that. So everyone, so she wore special Anita clothing. It was like a public thing. Today, the reason why it's private is because we don't have taras bizman hazeh. So the only issue that it's relevant of is for intimacy between husband and wife, which is a private thing. So mela, the whole nida thing became a private thing. But Bizman Chazal, it was a public thing. The whole neighborhood, hechzucha nida b'shchein oseha. She was muchzuk with all her neighbors. All the neighbors knew about it. It wasn't considered a breach of tznius, because tumma was something everyone needed to know. Things become only a breach of tznius if that's the way it's considered. You understand? If it's not considered that way, then it's not. I mean, certain things are objectively not sanua, but discussing the woman being a nida, only b'zman hazeh it became a breach of tznius, because it's only relevant today for dvarim beino v'leino. But then it was something relevant to the chair, so it wasn't considered a breach of tznius. So he says, "Kol ha'noshim she'ishlam veses b'cheses tar lo v'aleim ad she'tomal t'mei ani o she'tukzak nida b'shchein oseh." Unless she has a chazaka amongst that she's a nida. Halach b'ayla l'medinas l'medina cheres. So if the b'ayla went away, he nicha tahora, and she was tahora when he left on the trip. K'sheyavo einu tzorich l'sholah. So when he comes home, he doesn't have to ask her if she's t'meia. Afil matza yishena. So as long as it's not the owner's vesta, it was she normally gets a period on a certain day. So if it's on that day, then he can't be. But if it's not on that day, so he's mutar lovo aleha. The question is, well, why aren't we choishish that she got a period on the Yom of Esses, and now it's still, unless the assumption is that she'll tell him, but she's sleeping. That's the problem. She's sleeping. So how's she going to tell him?
Anyway, so she has to wake up.
Yeah, so she's sleeping, but she'll wake up. Or she's... Yeah.
That's the Shino Sahel.
Right. This Rambam was always very difficult for me. What exactly he... But that's what he's saying. In other words, you only have to be choshesh on that day. And apparently, if he'll come back after that day, so he can be ba aleha, even he doesn't have to ask her. So the assumption is that.
She'll leave a note?
I don't know. She'll leave a note? I don't know. She'll wake up?
When
she'll
be wearing
Nida
clothing?
She'll be wearing
Nida
clothing?
Nida pajamas. I don't know. That's the word. If you're dealing with the hires, then the hires come to court.
What?
They didn't wear pajamas.
Right, they didn't wear pajamas in those days. Pajamas is a...
The bed would be separate.
What?
The bed would be separate.
Right, Vestas the Rabbanon. But the question is...
It's not going to beat out her cheskas, whatever she had before.
Right.
She had a cheskas tahara, so...
So she's tahar.
She's tahar. She had a cheskas tmeah, then...
Right, but...
She's tamei.
Right, but isn't there...
So this is just a din, but it doesn't change the chazaka, obviously.
Right, but it's still hard to understand, because she's going to get a period, no? Meaning, so... Meheke tesi that she didn't get a...
Because that's
versus
the
rice. In other words, I understand if you bodek and then she's. I understand, but it's still hard to believe because. And that's what the Ran explains here. He's here on the next page. Say.
In the Gemara, you didn't have to ask her either. Those are just assumptions.
Right, but the...
Those are just... You didn't have to ask her. It's all just assumptions based on our cheshbon or whatever it
right.
is.
Right. And she was both... She was both...
You know,
yeah.
We don't know. He comes home. He doesn't know she
was... Yeah, so look what he writes, the Ran. He writes... On page 8, so he says that In other words, even Vestas the Rabbanon, right, that's the, I mean, that's how we arrive at Pascha, like the opinion you need a Bedika. So here we're saying you don't even need a Bedika according to their, to the, to the Rif, the Rambam. So he writes, Yishlomer, go further down. B'bamen aderchi kilo, t'kemet di'ika t'viya, ein lecha b'dika g'dol mizu. Meaning, when he comes with a derech, then he's asking to be mishamish. So, it must be that the pshat is, he's asking to be mishamish, and then, and the point being is that, if she got a period in the past, you shall say, I can't. So obviously, she didn't get in the past, or else she wouldn't acquiesce. Adram says, I feel Yishena. So it means, like you have to say, like she, Nirvan, you know, she's not totally Yishena, she wakes up or something like that. And the Chiddush is that he doesn't have to ask, and she has a. So that's the Bedika, so to speak.
As far as I'm saying, the Rambam is just basically passing through from Hashem what Rabbi Rachana said.
Right.
Rabbi Rachana, right, we said it, you have to, even if Shas Vesta comes, you have to, you know, that's the Vesta to rise to people.
Right, but the Vesta to Rabbanan people,
no,
you don't
need anything.
Right.
Right, that's the first.
You don't need anything, right.
And that's what Rabbi Rachana says.
You don't need anything. Right.
So, everyone else is making Okimtas, maybe for reasons.
Right. So the idea is you don't have to ask, and if she knows Bavadai, so she'll say that the Chazak is not true anymore. She'll have to say, ah, the Ram says Shena, so it doesn't take away the Chazaka. So that's what the Rishonim point out, that the Rambam Shita is that if the Ves is passed, she doesn't need a Bedika anymore. In other words, because she's Mutter. In other words, the Ves is passed and she didn't get a period. So the Ravid says in the Ramban, no. You only Mutter, in other words, if the Zman Ves is passed and she says, and she didn't do a Bedika yet, so they can't be Mishamish until they did a Bedika. Right? So that's how the Ravid and the Ramban say. And the Rambam is quoted to say that. No, she's Muteras Afilu Belobedik.
I guess according to Rambam, meaning, according to everyone else, it's a little bit schwer. Like, what's my question to the Rambam? The Rambam says, Mide Raisa, the Vesis is Orchus Manabu, and the Rabban people say, no, that we hold the same thing, just
Mide
Rabbanan Orchus Manabu. So, like, what are they? What are they arguing about? Really?
Right.
Like, according to the Rambam, no, this is the rice that people mean or Ochazan Abba, and that's a Chazaka.
Yeah, the Rabbanan means
it's a Chi of the Rabbanan to do a Maisa Bedika for whatever reason.
According to
the Rambam. It's a
Chi of the Rabbanan to do a Maisa
Bedika, but it's not like.
But and if you didn't, right, and if you didn't.
So you missed out.
Finished.
Because otherwise, like. It's hard to understand from everyone else what are the degradations in Machloikis
here. Okay. Yeah.
What's the wrong meaning? He says, in the Chabadik Gadol Mizeh, he comes back and since she's going to tell her if she's neither, that's like a Bedika, but if she doesn't do Bedika, she doesn't know about it, and they're going to be Shammah, she says, oh, I didn't know this, it was done. Because he didn't do Bedika.
Right.
So how is coming home and she will say she's neither if she noticed that she, how is that a Bedika?
He's saying that.
How is that such a great bedika? It seems to be.
Right, maybe he holds. You don't need such a great bedika. Then the Sefer Yireim on page 11. Says like this: Idmar Ishishish Lavesas Vihigish as Vesta, Vlobotka, Lovsov Botka, Amarav in Matsotor Tor, Tommy Tommy, Shmuloma, Fil Matsotor Tommy, Doroch was Manabo. Avogav Kaimel Rabbi Suri. So we pass him like Rav, that the Bedika helps. Mukmilam Perkolaya, but we paskin like the opinion of the Gemara, Fusha Batka Atzmo Shir Vesta Cheshino de Rav Zera. In other words, it only works if she's Bodika self like right away. Like the Vesta's passed and like a minute, oh, she forgot, now she. But if she didn't, then it's not going to help. So the Yireim is the biggest chumra here, is that there's a Chovas Bedika, and you could still do it if you get it mamish right away after the, but if you wait too much longer, it doesn't help, because we assume that it came and you missed it. So again, so the Raivet holds, you have to do it b'shas ta'ona. If you didn't do it, you can do it even 3 days later. You shouldn't be mishamish until you do it. That's the Raivet sheet. The Rambam says you're supposed to do it b'zman, and if you didn't do it, over as mono, batal chumra, you know, finished. And then the Yireim says he's supposed to do it bizman, and you could even do it after this man if you hit it right away. Okay. So how do we hold in all this in this discussion? And then, after we see how we hold in all of this discussion, then we have to go back and say, hey, this is all about Vesas Kavua. What's the din of a woman has a Vesas She'ena Kavua? Okay? So there's a Shulchan Aruch here. So let's look in Kufbei Dalet Tes. So it says in Kufbei Dalet Tes, Shar Nashim Tzichas Bedika Shegia Vesas Avra Vesas Velo Batka Velo Regisha Tahora Velo Bedika. V'yeshom shasura at shetivdach. Im yesh lo vesas kavua, o shuyom shloshim af b'sheina kavua. So, can you get me shochan off? So, in the shochan off, the two opinions are quoted. The first opinion is the Rambam. The Rambam, Shar Nashim Tzrichas Bedika, but Avar Vesas Velo Batka Velo Hargisha is Tahora Velo Bedika. Right? That you have to do a Bedika, but if you didn't do a Bedika, you're okay. And Yeshomrim Shasura Ad Shetivdo. That's the Raivet. In Yeshlo Vesas Kavua. So, but he says that's only by a Vesas Kavua. She has a Vesas Kavua, like most of our women today don't have a Vesas Kavua. Meaning, they'll see this day, they'll see that day. Unless some hold on the pill. If they're on a pill and then they stop every certain day, then they could be a Vesas Kavua on the pill. But nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch has the two opinions. And the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch, thank you. It's a stam v'yeshomrim. Stam v'yeshomrim, you halacha is kestam, which is usually the first opinion. Stam v'yeshomrim. So that means that the pashtus is the mechaber is assuming that it's a chova to do a bedika, even by vesas kavua. It's a chova to do a bedika, but if you didn't, then fine. And look in the Shach of Gimel, because of Beis Yosef, Hashmos, Aposkim, Gafilu, Ichra, Zman, Kama, Achar, Vesas, Kemen, Shabbat, Kumatzu, Torah. Right, we assume that it could be even, the Bedika could be even much later. It doesn't have to be, in other words, this Shach is within the Raivet's opinion. that you can do it even a couple of days later. But then he quotes, the Shach quotes the other opinion, he quotes the Reim's opinion that you got to do it right away. You have to do it right away. And then the Shach and Chav Dalet, you know, this is the way, you know, the way to remember it. Kuf Pei Dalet Tes is this halacha, and also Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. That's a, okay, because this halacha appears twice. Kuf Pei Dalet Tes and Kuf Pei Tes Dalet. So here he quotes both opinions, and Stam V'yesh Omrim. But in Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, he says, I don't think I put it in the packet. So you look in Kuf Pei Tes Dalet, he says that there's a chiluk between a Vesus Kavua and a Vesus Shavu Kavua. Shakavu Aval Pishet Over Nosuv Lohigisha Sula Shamesh. So here he paskins Lachumra. The Shulchan Aruch. In other words, here it's Stam V'yesh Omrim, it's Mashma Halacha Kistam, that is Mutter. Here he paskins that Abba Vesus Kavua, Yosu L'Shameh Shad Shetivdok. As opposed to Vesus Shein HaKavua. Here he doesn't quote two opinions. So, okay, so it's, so there he seems to be Machmir. And then that's what it says here. The Hachi Nohog is like the second opinion. V'chein ulu kaman simen kuf pei tes. So even though normally the klal would be stam v'yesh omrim, here it's, you know, it's not so partial why the mechaber did what he did here, because here he's doing a stam v'yesh omrim, and then later on he just has a stam the other way. But that would only be nogeya for Vesus Kavua. That because over there he's saying that by Vesus Kavua you have this halacha. But by Vesus Kavua it's Asura Chutivdok. So it wouldn't make a difference by the Vesus Shein HaKavua, but by Vesus Kavua it would make a difference, because he's still here, he's in Kuf Pei Dalet Tes, it's a Stam V'yesh Omrim, so it's Mashmi's going L'Chukula, and in Kuf Pei Tes Dalet he says L'Chumra, he says that one of the differences between a Vesus Kavua and a Vesus Shein HaKavua is that by Vesus Kavua you're Asura Chut Tishamish.
That's a Aim L'Chumra.
Yeah. Okay, but it's hard to say, but in the Shulchan Aruch it seems by Vesus Kavua. Because then here he seems, you know. Well, so a couple of things. So, first, let's talk about how many bedikas do you have to do? So if you look in the Tosefta, says, here, let's look at the second arrow. Then he says, see the second arrow. It means, whereas he doesn't have to. You don't have to do the whole day. You don't have to, right? He says, "Im chayvin osar shetei yoda beineha," meaning He doesn't have to put her yad there constantly doing bedikas, because, you know, like any second it could be happening, right? Today's the Yom Vesis. So you don't have to do that. It's enough twice a day. It's enough twice a day. The Chavis Das says like this. He says, Nira, on page 18, he says, Nira, the Yimish Shah Kavua Biyom Havesis, the Inatricha Bedikarak also Shah. In other words, if she normally sees on the Chaf in the month, but at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so she only has to do a Bedikah that time, not the whole day. But then he writes, Omnam, next paragraph. Ein lo shah kavua biyom vesta. V'chein v'mishanes beizu gimel yomim. It was, she doesn't have shah kavua. Or she switches 2 or 3 days. Sometimes this day, sometimes that day. So he says that she has to keep a cloth inside the whole time that she's choshesh that she's going to bleed. So if it's one day, 2 days, we don't do this. Or if it's that one day, she'd have to keep a cloth in the whole day. So we don't really do like this. There are different opinions of how many you should do. If you look, Rav Avadi Yosef writes on page 20, Iker b'dika tiye karav l'sof ha'ona, the Tov shetei b'dika b'tchilas ha'ona v'gam l'sof. So he quotes the Tosefta that really you should do 2 a day. L'maisa, he says, but the Vosner writes, Loshon HaMechaber Mash Netzagi B'dika Achas. The Mechaber never quotes this Tosefta of 2 B'dikas. So the Loshon HaMechaber is Mash for 1 B'dika. That's how Rav Abadin says L'Halacha. Only 1 B'dika. That's how I tell people. 1 B'dika a day. If it's a day versus 1 B'dika during the day. If it's a night versus 1 B'dika at night. Finished. Because we're going to see that most of our vestos anyway are vestos shena kavua, and by vestos shena kavua, it's not so posh that you need anything. So, if you take a look, there's a Rashba on page 10. So the mice, there are those that machmir like the Tosefta to do 2 a day. And there's those that are makel to do just 1 a day. But look at the Rashba on page 10 on the top of the left side. He writes on the 5th line, last word on the line. Yesh lo vesa she'ena kavua. Say a woman has a vesa she'ena kavua. Vula pachas mi'ona beninus. It's before the day 30. Don't you rosa l'esrim chamisha. Say she sees every 25 days. But it's ena kavua. Sometimes this day, that day. Chiyotzi b'afal pisha lo botka. So the Rashba seems to say that by Vesta Shena Kavua, if she didn't feel any dam, you don't need a bedik at all. Meaning that whole discussion that we've had today is by Vesis Kavua. And then we have a Machlokus, the Ravid, and the Rambam, and the Ireim, and then the two places in Shulchan Aruch where it seems to be Soser, what the Psak is. But that's by the Rashba would say, that's only by a Vesis Kavua. This means she's already seen this pattern three times already. But if it's a Vesis Sheina Kavua, she only saw it one time, meaning, and the month before that was a different day, then he feels you don't even need a bedikah at all. So the Prisha on page 12 doesn't want to say that that's what the Rashba really meant. I mean, because it's clear that Shulchan Aruch says not that way, because the Shulchan Aruch says Beferish and Kuf Pei Tes Dalet that the difference between a Vesis Kavua and a Vesis Sheina Kavua is a Vesis Kavua you need a Bedika and it's Asura Shetivdok. A Vesis Sheina Kavua you need a Bedika, but it's Mutter if you didn't do the Bedika, but you still need the Bedika Lechatchila. Shakavua Avul Pisha Over Nosav Lo Higisha Asur L'Sham Yishetivdok. In the Torah of Shloka Vosu Gim Pom Higiz Man Vesis Lo Batka Velo Rosa Kim Shavu Rosa Muteris. But it's Mashma that the that if you didn't do it, but you said that you're supposed to do it. So he writes, Leish Lachso Sov Simen Zekosav Rabbeinu. So he's quoting the Prisha, a steer in the tour. Because it says in Kufpei, Dalid, he quotes the Rashba, without any machlokas. Ve'ilo Vesis Kavua, Ein Tzrich Beduka. And in Tzumah Kufpei, Vav, Masik B'Shem Arash, Tisha Shil, Atzur L'Sham Yishet Tiv, Kodin Tashmish. So he says that he doesn't mean to say she doesn't mean a bedika, that the Baal doesn't have to ask if she did a bedika. But Mustama, she did a bedika. Okay, whatever. I don't know. Did the Rashba mean that? I don't know. But in the end, whatever he meant, the Poshup Shad and the Shulchan Aruch is you need a bedika lechatchila by Vesis Sheina Kavua. And so that's what we do. And even by Vesis Kavua, it's a question whether you're supposed to do a bedikah, and if you didn't, do we hold that's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch? Well, you know about that case. And then Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, page 19, says another. He says that the advantage we have in our day and age. Yeah, look inside. In the top says V'yomer Vesis on the top of the paragraph. Shofar Zvonish Regila Rose Ben Vesis Kavu Vein Shvesh and Kavu Tzicha Lufish Bibayla Kol Hayom. Right, so he holds like the Or Zarua. I told you that many don't, so you don't necessarily have to hold like the Or Zarua unless you follow all of Rav Moshe's Pesachim. V'meshech onas ha-vesa shalot tivdok atzma kama pomim. So l'maisa, you know, kama pomim is going to be a lot. So he says, Eitz tovish shal tilbash beged lovan ha-somach lehidug yofel l'gufo kol osa ona v'kodim shein ha-filim himu achar ayom tivdok b'chorim stokim. He says that we, in other words, you have underwear, you have a pad, you put a pad close to the Oso Mokom, so that will absolve you from doing multiple, and then you can do one Bechorin Stokim later. Doing a hashash, Hashem yotzed mimen adam lechud haya nimtza al begoda. In a hashash, Hashem yotzed adam lebeis achitzim shetem av shalom yotzed lechud. So haya bedika afilu achar yom and nimtza zel bedika. So he's saying that you can do a bedika if you had, say, underwear, tight underwear, or something like that. Then he's saying you can do a bedika a couple of days later, and that can be Mevarer Lamafreya on that. And that could be Rabbi Tuchman is saying to me that maybe that could be relevant for the Ishailas of womanhood that didn't do Bedikas and now waking up the day before their wedding or something like that. Maybe it could be relevant. I think that's what he's saying to me at this point. Because that's a whole discussion, you know. In the recent past, several shilas came up of women who didn't realize they're supposed to be bedikas before their wedding. I got a shila at the mikveh. She was getting married on Sunday, Thursday night. They called from the mikveh, emergency shila, that she didn't realize that she's supposed to do bedikas before the wedding. For some reason, there are a lot of women there that have this erroneous thing in their mind that the bedikas only start once you're married. But beforehand, so that is very important for people to realize that's not the case. That before the wedding, she also has to do bedikas. So the question is, could they... So Rabbi Weitzman from Machon Pua, he's of the opinion if she was wiping herself throughout the week and she was looking at the tissue, even though she didn't go in, but... And I told her at that point, do one good bedika right then and there. So maybe that would stem with what Rabbi Tuchman maybe is saying, that perhaps that would stem with what Ramosha is saying over here. But this is, you know, that she could be looking at the tissues and then do a bedika later, and that could be Megalel, because where did the blood go? You know, if it's not on the... If it's not on the tissue, not on the underwear, and now she did something internal, so then... But that's a very. I had a young lady who was right before her wedding called up, and she was very nervous because, you see, if a woman has chuppah's nida, no, it's not her fault. But here she felt guilty because she didn't realize she's supposed to do bedikas, so she felt guilty. You know, she brought it upon herself. So we found coolers were found for her, but it's not a simple matter here. Okay, and you know, Fivel Cohen writes in the Kvariya Shulchan, he says, Yesh misha kosav, the ish shein la shakavua, b'var ha'zal liraz, ha'ra p'amim b'tchil, s'amun p'amim emsa p'im v'sofa, tzvichil, that's the chavas das. That if she doesn't have, she has to just leave a cloth in the whole day. Omnam lo niskabel niskabel dvarav eitzel bale ha'ra ha'boy machrav. Right. Okay. So he says you don't have to be machmir for this chumra. So there he gives you different eights when she should do it. But Lamaisa, as I told you, as Rav Abadi said, it's sufficient to do one bedika a day. And because the Shulchan Aruch never even quoted. You see, by the Zayin Nekiyim, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Chumrah to do two a day. But by Vestos, he never quotes that Chumrah. And you would have thought, Fakir, the Chumrah to do two a day is from a smag, based on a Mishnah, but it's a smag. The Tosefta seems to be befeirish, and yet the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring the Tosefta. There's more evidence to do more Chumra in the Vestos than the Zayin Nekiyim, yet the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote this Tosefta. For some reason, he didn't quote this Tosefta. So that's what Rav Ozner was saying, that the simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is only to do one a day, even though he might quote other things later. He says later, but okay. And in these day and ages, as we said, I told you, we saw Rav Moshe said, the concept of being marbe bebedikas is not what we encourage. Rav Moshe says, because we're machmir on all types of colors that have any reddish So since we're machmer in the colors, then we're going to machmer to do, it's going to be too many chumras, and then she's going to, you know, other things. So lemaisa, that's the halacha. One a day, vesa kavua, vesa sha'ina kavua, and if it's, and if it, and she didn't do it by vesa sha'ina kavua, she's muteris, and by vesa kavua she didn't do it, so then there's a machlokas. So she's trying to do. Okay, so these are this is the story about. Oh, we had a supplement here. You guys get the supplement? Oh, okay. I didn't realize we had the supplement here. I was wondering. Yeah. So the supplement, we had the Kuf Pei Dalid. That's why I put in the Kuf Pei Dalid. Tests, and so I put in the QuickPay test dollar that I never put in. Okay, I don't know why I didn't do that. Then there's a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer. Hey, what does the Avnei Nezer say? So the Avnei Nezer says the following. Isha Shabbatka in the supplement, page 4. Isha Shabbatka b'chas vesta v'nevar ha'ed. She did a bedika b'chas vesta, and then she lost the cloth. And it says the Chavos Das is nistapek. Chol heter mishum shelo hagisha. V'zo ein rayon milo hagisha dey mahagash zedhu. So maybe. Maybe when she did the bedika, so maybe it was the Chavos Das is mistopic that we have the same piece in the Chavos Das. I should look it up.
It's
on the page right before. Yeah, on page 3, Chavos Das says, Stapakti came in, because of our verses, Lo Batka, Lo Rigisha, is Tahora, the first opinion. So he says, if the Hector is Mishum Lo Rigisha, so if she did a Bedika and she lost it, so then maybe she was Rigisha, right? Because that's the Chavos Das Shita, that you're kosher for the camouflaged Hargasha. So he said that any time a woman did a bedika during the Shas Vesis and loses it, then we should be mitami her. So that's what the Chavos Das says. So the Avnei Nezer tries to find the cooler for that. He says can't be. The message don't push the board letter. So we wrote down Machmas and Mocker film Shas Vesa Torah. He says it can't be. El Vada Tzarek Lomu Vitzal Sveik Shalom Adas Tehecha Be'in Raya Mlo Yigash Shal Surat Hosu Shabotka Achakach Vumotza Tahora Hayin Lofi Masha Kosta Bara'o Dabadika Shachakach Ugon Isha Darka Lura Skimu Dal Yomim So he says that that most probably, if you do a bedik afterwards, it'll be okay, and it's Torah, because when a woman gets a period, it lasts for a couple of days. So you want to say that maybe her period started, but if afterwards you get a clean bedika, you see, it's not mistabra that the period started and then there's just a, you know, on the Yom Vesis, and then it's just that bedika cloth and nothing else. Most probably, see, if it's a makkah, then there's possibility that there was a maka, a little bit of dam, and it's over. But the vest, the yom vestis, it should be a lot. It should start, and then there should be more and more and more. So he says that he doesn't think you have to be. If she doesn't badika afterwards and it's good, then it's okay. You don't say that you lost the badika, and therefore now she's done. Because if she's tahora now, most probably the period didn't start. Because if it started, it would still be going. That's what.
I was wondering about this, but if that's true, which is like the death of women is to see for like 3 days, let's say.
Yeah.
But then the whole Gemara is not assuming that. The whole Gemara is assuming even like Vesas Teraiz, no, you missed it. Right?
Right.
No, what do you mean I missed it? We're going for 3 days. Even Shir Vesas, after Shir Vesas, you're already done for.
Right, if you hold like that.
But that's
the Urayim, that you're done. Right. But the other sheet is, you're saying that.
I think the whole Gemara is.
The whole Gemara is Mashma.
You can miss it.
Right, you can miss it.
And it's definitely going for 3 days.
Right.
Even though I was wondering, why not? Of course, does she have a chazaka that if she would see it for 3 days?
Right. So you think, how is the Avnei Nezer going to stim with that Gemara? With the Gemara that seems to say.
Such as all of them, they're all choshesh that maybe it's, you know, avza. You missed it. Maybe not al aretz.
Right. So what is the Avnei Nezer going to say to that? That's your kasha.
Yeah. I was wondering why the Gemara doesn't consider that to be part of the mix of chazakas. Like she has a chazaka in Liros, like in Lyon.
Nezer came after
pants. No, but
Shmuel's dealing with, like.
But I said, but Shmuel would say, what do you mean? Like, what's the chash? That she saw it, she missed it, and then said.
3 days then also.
Like, yeah, she would be three. She's still
three. Three times she missed it. She's walking on the street, and then three times they fell and didn't notice.
But there are people who have periods, so that they.
Right, but if you don't say it,
what was it?
No, but we hold that you can do a badika afterwards.
Right, but I'm saying, but all the chashas in the Gemara.
So, but we hold you can do a badika afterwards. So that's.
But even if Vestas Teresa makes it worse, because Vestas means she vada saw.
Yeah, but we don't hold Vestas Teresa.
But if she vada saw, she should vada be seen for 3 days.
Right, but we don't hold from Vestas there. But Lamaisa, we hold. Even the Chumra Dikashita, we don't assume like the Rei, we hold you could do a Bidika afterwards, even a day or two afterwards.
But, okay, so let me say it this way. So why does she have a Cheskas Tmei until she does a Bidika? Why don't we say that? L'chore, she have a Cheskas Tara because she'd be seeing for 3 days.
No, because L'maisa, she didn't do a Bidika yet. But once we can Mevara it, then. Right, he's just saying that it's not gonna. Because what Avnei Nezer is saying is just because you. It could be if you hold Vesas Daraisa, you wouldn't say what he said. But if you hold Vesas Darabon, you can check later, so then you don't have to say that if you lost a Badika cloth, then you're finished. Chavis Das seemed to say, you lost the Badika cloth, you're finished, even for us. Because the whole reason we can be Makel by Vesas Darabon is because. So that's enough of a rise. So he's saying, well, yeah, but you don't have that once you did a badika. So now you have a reisa. So it's too late. So he's saying, no, you still could do a badika afterwards. It doesn't mekalkel. But it could be this is only within the sheet of Vestas Darabanan, maybe in Echanami, if the sheet of the Vestas Daraisa. Then you're finished in the Chanami. Okay, Pekitsa, that is the story of the Badika and Vestas. Okay, the different shitas, the three shitas in Rishonim, the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and the difference between the Vestas Kavua and the Vestas Sheinu Kavua. Okay, so Bez Hashem, in the next year, we'll start the specific Vestas, the Kodesh and the